This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Devontae Smith was having a fine night. Good morning on this Saturday morning. The new year for people of the Jewish faith, which obviously... I'm celebrating a new year, but I don't see all the fireworks and the bells and candles or bells and whistles. But whatever, it's the new year for some. Good morning on this Saturday morning. But clearly a lot to talk about. And it's mostly with the Eagles. But there's other things to deal with. It was a win. Now, that play... that bomb, I think, was 63 yards to Devontae Smith, was nice. He was wide open, and it looked like the corner expected safety help, but whatever the case may be, it's a touchdown. It was Devontae Smith had a terrific game, and A.J. Brown did not. And we'll get into that, and I don't think there's much concern, but the way people look at it, you worry about it. It's the way of the world today in the NFL. If you're not getting enough catches, you're not always happy about it. And it happens. But the Eagles won a game. They're 2-0. Two games that were less than spectacular, you could say. Less than what I think they need to be. And a lot of people, and the Eagles recognize this, they won't say it. They won, and that's the most important thing, and that's what people are talking about. It's 2-0 after two games, and I don't think the next game, which is a while from now because it's on a Monday, it's amazing the way the NFL sets up the schedules. So you have a long time before the Tampa game. Remember, their head coach really lived and made his career on defense. And so if these two teams knew how to play the Eagles. And I know there was 34 points, but just remember, 34 points, and they had four turnovers. Minnesota just is a machine with the, I think that's 7 in two games. I think they had 3 the first game. So turnovers help with some of that scoring, and it stopped Minnesota from scoring. And I know the Eagles ran the ball. And congratulations to Devontae Swift or DeAndre Swift, who is a nice back. I think, you know, all those nitwits that were starting to complain about Bijan Robinson. Would you rather have Bijan Robinson or Jalen Carter? Okay, so let's move on from that ridiculous thought by some people. And, oh, you got to trade for Jonathan Taylor. No, you don't. Swift is a very nice back, but you're not. He's a nice back. He's not going to run for 175 yards every game. Minnesota's defense and the offensive line did a good job, but obviously they found some holes in the Minnesota defense. But you're not. I still contend you're not going to win games by running the football, because you're not going to score that many points by running the football. You're not going to win with Jalen Hurts. I think he threw 23 passes, and he's not where he needs to be. The interception he threw, you know, I understand when quarterbacks want to throw a ball up and let the receiver make a play, and that's great. But that interception was thrown it wasn't throwing the ball up because there was too many people back in coverage. There was at least double coverage there. And I'm saying, you know, when I saw that, I said, well, he threw in the double coverage. And I don't know that you want to force the receiver or expect the receiver to make that play. So things have to get better. But they have to get better, and I think we all realize that. But I know you're satisfied with a win, so we'll discuss your expectations, your concerns. One concern is injuries. And that's where the Eagles got a real break last year. Really not that many injuries. And for the Super Bowl, everybody was healthy. I mean, Lane Johnson wasn't, but he played as, I mean, he's unbelievable. He played with two torn groin muscles. It was amazing how he did that. But injuries are a factor for teams, and you got to deal with them. And I know that the teams will always give you that, well, the next man up. That's all well and good. But you can only lose so many players, especially after a season where you lost players to free agency. And that happens with every team. Every team that goes to the Super Bowl loses players. And every team loses players because they signed for more money elsewhere that the current team with the structure of the salaries can't afford. And I get all that. But Boston Scott, I would assume, would be back. He was checked for a concussion, so obviously, he never came back. So he's at some point, and the Eagles don't have to announce any injuries right now. At some point, he will, I would assume, clear concussion protocol for the next game, which was 11 days from the last game. So I would assume that he'll clear concussion protocol. I think it's a little different story for Avante Smith. He suffered an injury. And I believe it's a pectoral injury. And he was supposed to get an MRI yesterday. And again, the Eagles don't have to announce anything. But there was concerns that it could have been a tear. And if it's a tear, I think he's probably out for the entire season. And you've already lost. Blankenship will be back the next game. But you've already lost people. And Bradbury will be back the next game. It's tough. It's tough when you lose people and you lose players to injury. And I would say it's more likely that Avante Smith will be out for the year than be back anytime soon. So and he's a nice player for him. And he's not. Your defensive line is still intact. There was no injuries there, which is a good thing. And that's a big part of this defense, the way they're playing. But you're concerned. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that today. I think dust up is a strong analogy between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. And I know there's been times before where A.J. Brown is not happy that he didn't get the ball where he felt he was open. And I don't know what the discussion was, but obviously, it's obvious what the discussion was, that he was open, that he hasn't gotten the ball. He actually, they did throw to him. One touchdown was called back because there was a penalty. And there was another one thrown to him where it was clearly pass interference, and that official is useless. Looked like I don't know the guy's name. I didn't even check the guy's name. A younger official, and they're trying to justify among the officials that it was a good no call. It wasn't. If you read their lips, it wasn't a good no call. Nick Sirianni went ballistic a few times with the officials. I mean, went off because they were holding up a play on their hurry up offense where the officials said that they substituted players, which they did not. So you got to let the play run. You got to let the play run. And they didn't do that, but that was clearly pass interference. Clearly, 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 clearly pass interference. And the official, that was a bad officiating crew. Now, you can't blame the officials for everything, and you can't blame, well, they would have had this if they had this. You can't do that because it's probably bad both ways. It is probably bad both ways, but that was clearly a missed call. So A.J. Brown was targeted. That's the one touchdown called back. Another one that was clearly a pass interference. You got to roll with it. And I know it's hard for players, and it shouldn't be. It's just, if you're part of a team, it shouldn't be. I mean, A.J. Brown is a terrific receiver. I think Devontae Smith is the best receiver on the team, but A.J. Brown's pretty damn really good. But you can't have that. But it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. And I don't know if I have a big concern with that. But you can't engage in an argument. You can't engage. And in the past, when I've seen those things, they have not engaged in an argument. AJ just kind of blew off steam. But it's happened before, and I'm sure it'll happen again. But as long as you win, it's okay. When you don't win, that's when it kind of becomes an issue. There's a few other things that I want to deal with today. And I was on a Washington radio station because they asked me about Josh Harris. And I don't know anybody out there is really. In Philadelphia, are the fans happy with Josh Harris, the owner of the Sixers, and the owner of the Commanders, and the owner of the Devils, and the owner of a soccer team, and an owner in a NASCAR team? We don't care about the NASCAR team. We don't care about the soccer team. We do care that he's an owner of two rivals. Now, hockey right now is irrelevant. It'll start to come back in the next year or so as far as interest among the city. But the other issue, the Commanders are a rival. They're not their biggest rival because Dallas and the Giants are above Washington. But so they asked me about Josh Harris. I said, here's the thing you got to think about. He's better than Daniel Snyder because Daniel Snyder is just like going from zero to one. But I also said he raised ticket prices his first 4 years when they tried to lose. So in Washington, they're going to raise ticket prices. And there were some other things because he doesn't have the passion to win. He has the passion to make money. Both correct. He's an absentee owner. Correct. Just because he's hanging around Washington and trying to make people love him there, he'll be an absentee owner there too. There's only a game once a week. And he can fly in his private plane and his helicopter and all those other kind of things. Although he lives in Florida, he's not flying in a helicopter. So I criticized him. And then Brian Mitchell rolled out some BS. Hey, Brian Mitchell wants to rip me. I don't care. He can rip me because he's trying to kiss the ass of the new owner. He wants to kiss his ass and kiss both little cheeks of Josh Harris. But he called me an ass, and that's fine. And he said he called me that to my face. Not true. And if you want to call me an ass to my face, then call me an ass to my face. But don't BS people because you're trying to be friendly with the new owner because you want to kiss his ass. Brian Mitchell's a tough guy, and I like Brian Mitchell. I don't care if he calls me an ass. I don't care. But don't be a big, tough guy and say, oh, yeah, I called him to his face. No, he didn't. All right. So I just wanted to put that out there. Brian, you are loaded with BS. Capital B, capital S. Period. All right, our question for today. By the way, Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. We'll take a look at the weekend football at college today and the pros pro games tomorrow. And maybe we'll get a little insight into the next week. Mark Lawrence, we'll ask him to look into the Eagles in Tampa. It's a big number. It's a big number for being on the road with the way the Eagles play, but I don't know that Tampa can win. Tampa, they beat Minnesota last week. I don't know, but whatever. But our question for today, based on the little I call it a dust-up between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers at DeBruno.com. The biggest feuds in sports, and I'm going to narrow it down. I don't want a player in a team. You know, that's too easy because there's always a player. It's like you could take James Harden. You could take Ben Simmons. Between player and player, or coaches and player, or coaches and coaches. The biggest feud in sports. All right, let me give you the numbers, and then I'm going to go to the phones before we take care of some business. 215, you know the numbers. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Rich over there in Haddon Township. Rich, you're on WIP.
Good morning. How are you, Howard?
Another day in paradise. I've never had a bad day in my life, so it's all good.
So I'm not saying the Eagles are in trouble, but the defense has definitely figured out what the Eagles run. I mean, 2 weeks in a row you have the teams, and you can see that the plays they're trying to do, the defenses are onto them. They're designed to stop them right now, so they got to change. They got to change up what they're doing, hide what they're doing a little bit better. It seems like there's always somebody – following Hurst around a little bit, so this way he can't do that running that he did, and the holes just aren't there for him to run.
Now, there's no question the defenses have, and you have to adjust. I mean, the league has adjusted to Jalen Hurts, and now Jalen Hurts has to adjust to the league. The RPOs aren't as easy. Now, you play two good defensive teams. I mean, Minnesota, I think, is a good defensive team, but the turnovers just kill them. But they're in trouble this year, nonetheless. So you've played two good defensive teams, but you're going to play another one in the next game in Tampa because the head coach is a defensive coach. Yeah, you've got – but I think he's got to be sharper with his passes. I don't know if he's been able to adjust and go to the progressions the way he should, the way he apparently did last year. He's obviously got to get better. You know, and he said the other night, and I still don't understand it, Jalen Hurts, when he does his news conferences with the media, there's always cliche or cliches. You know, it's better to make progress than have perfection. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. It's progress, not perfection. Well, it is perfection, and you progress trying to reach perfection. And you're never going to be perfect. And I don't think anybody in any team is perfect. It doesn't happen. And I get that, and I understand that. But you're right. He's got to and I think we all recognize that. You know, we expect what he did last year again this year, and he hasn't done that yet. And they won two games. The Eagles have won two games, and that's great.
Right.
But they're going to have to be better if they're going to achieve the ultimate goal, which – there's a lot of factors that work against the team once you come off a Super Bowl loss. So are you all right? So the question is, are you happy? Are you? I mean, what is your concerns? I guess more than anything else.
Well, you're always happy when you start off 2-0.
Right.
I mean, but concerns. Well, now with the injuries, and I mean, I'm also worried about the older Eagles now. I watched Kelce last night, and it was amazing. But the one thing it shows is that how football literally wears and tears on you over the years. And Jason Kelce's been around a long time.
Yep.
And the things that he has to go through to prepare for a game anymore, Howard, the only thing I can compare it to, and I don't know if people would understand, is literally what some older professional wrestlers have to go through for hours before they even get into a match to do what they do. It's crazy.
So your concerns – you're worried about Kelce being injured? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm worried about Kelce wearing down. I'm worried about Lane Johnson wearing down again. Yeah. I'm worried about just injuries in general. I mean, like I talked to you, you know, once before, and it's the same for everybody. If Hurts gets injured, it's over.
Yep.
Because
any team that loses their starting quarterback is in trouble. But all right,
yeah.
So the question we had today, the biggest feuds in sports, players against players, players against coaches, coaches against coaches. Do you have one?
Can you do an owner?
You know what? I didn't include owners.
No, yeah, you didn't. That's why I asked.
You know, I would say no because it would be the city against the owner, right?
Actually, not in this case.
Go ahead, give it to me. Let's see what we got here.
Billy Martin and George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, that goes. Yeah, but Billy Martin had issues with a lot of people. Think about mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Okay, I'll put you down there. You're in. I'll put you down there. And thanks for the call. All right. So Rich is Billy Martin and Steinbrenner, which is an interesting one. Yeah, but Billy Martin would go after, he would go after everybody, wouldn't he? Reggie Jackson is the one that I remember. He and Reggie Jackson. Kind of interesting. You know, if I thought Reggie would talk about it, but it's so long ago, I would give Reggie a call and ask him to talk about it. I might text him and just to find out how deep that went. All right. So you got the numbers. You got early in the show, so there's still some open lines. And we'll deal with the mostly, you know, I'll talk about the Phillies later. It's just, hey, they won the game. You got a 4-0 lead. You got your second starter in the playoffs, Aaron Nola. And you can't get it done. I mean, they got it done. But, boy, that was scary at the end. St. Louis is not a good team. We'll talk about that later, too. And we'll obviously talk about that when we come back. So you got the numbers. By the way, today's show is brought to you by the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. And they are, the people are great. The casino is clearly the best on the East Coast, and maybe you can expand that. So it's brought to you today by the Borgata. The time now is 8:21, and here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action. A lot of action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, if you're lucky enough, lucky seats and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. As we speak, are open right now. Excitement is waiting. You're only miles away from your happy place. And it is a wonderful, wonderful, terrific place. Experience the award-winning restaurants. The restaurants are sensational. And I've had dinner at every one of them. And they're all terrific. Exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, spacious casino, filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning, and you can plan your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details. Well, he's one of the best. Elvis is my favorite, but Elton John is just sensational. All right. It is, one of the questions, and I kind of touched on it at the beginning of the show, and I didn't ask for your response. With, you know, we want to talk about the Eagles, obviously, and if you would like to talk about the Phillies, that they're making the playoffs. We know that, but how far they can go is, there's serious questions that can go that far. But the reality is, the reality is that the Phillies pitching is, I mean, the bullpen, okay. The starters after Zach Wheeler is okay. But the Eagles are our thoughts right now. 2-0 and not pretty. You know, I'm not complaining about, and people shouldn't complain. They are 2-0 because they're a good team and they can play these kind of games. But in this season, when the schedule gets tougher, obviously they're going to have to be better, and they know that. But that's what the head coach, Nick Sirianni, has got to fight through. He tries when he speaks to them. But there's a point where things are just much tougher once you come off a Super Bowl, and once you come off a Super Bowl loss, it really is much tougher. But the other question, just added in with your Eagles comment, do you like or dislike the owner of the Sixers, Josh Harris? Do you respect or not respect the owner of the Sixers, Josh Harris? Which is obviously an issue these days for a lot of reasons. All right, let's go back to the phones and let's go to Matthew over in Deptford. Matthew, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's going on, Howard?
You tell me.
Well, first of all, I got to correct you a little bit. Minnesota's D is awful. I mean, last year they were like a bottom three team in the league in total defense. They're awful.
They're not terrible. They're not awful. Yeah, numbers sometimes they're awful against the run. But
they're bad.
I don't know that they're awful they're against bad. The pass. I don't know that they're awful against the pass. But whatever. Right. Well, if that's the case, then the Eagles should have done a better job.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, listen, that's why
it's
I'm
not
on,
just
man.
Running
I'm...
the ball. You're not going to win just running the football.
No, you're not, win. and that's going to get to my point. You're not. And here's my whole thing, Howard. I'm not scared because I know you're going to tell me to get a dog if I'm scared. But I am highly, highly, highly concerned about this team. Because you know what? All during the offseason, all I heard was from multiple hosts. And this is the tone of the city that, you know, you can lose an all-pro defensive tackle. You can lose your two starting linebackers, and one of them was a pro bowler. You can lose two safeties, and one of them was a pro bowler. And CJ DJ and be a better team. And I've heard that millions of times this summer, like, yeah, we lost all these pieces, but we got better. And I'm like, no, I don't think we did. And what I'm seeing right now is not even close to the facsimile of a team of what I saw last year. And this year is not about being 2-0. And I love it. And listen, I'm happy about it. I'm relieved about it. Not happy. I'm relieved about it. But I'm viewing everything through a Super Bowl prism. And at this point, does this team, to you, look like it could get to a Super Bowl?
Well, the answer, I'll answer that question, no, the way it looks like right now. But it's difficult. The numbers are against you when you lose a Super Bowl the following year. But that means, and I've said this, if the Eagles get to the Super Bowl, and then if they win the Super Bowl this year, it will be the best Eagles team that I have ever seen in my lifetime. And the reason I say that, and the 2017 team was just, the chemistry was the best I've ever seen. But it will be the best because of what they have to overcome. And to do that is really, really tough. But they clearly have to play better. That's great that they won, but they clearly have to play. But they know that. You know, I'm not saying something they don't know. They know that. The coach knows that. The coaches know that. Everybody knows that.
And
Jalen Hurts has to play better. And he knows that.
He's right. And it's early. But that's the thing that's getting me, Howard. Like, this defense, I know everybody's talking about the defensive line, but we have to face
facts.
But they
lost players, but everybody loses players.
But not to that degree, Howard. They got some
real talent. They really did get some good players. They really did.
They do have, but listen, I mean, we've gone up against Mac Jones and Kirk Cousins, and we let up over 300 yards in both those games. And then on the flip side, Jalen, he's completely confused by what the defenses are throwing at him right now. So, I mean, if you have those two things going against you, It looks bleak, but I'm gonna hold out hope. But I'm just saying, man, it does not look good. It does not look good.
Well, all right, they've got to get better, and I think we both agree on that. All right, the answer to our question: biggest feuds in sports, whether it's players against players, players against coaches, or coaches against coaches.
How far are you going back?
You know, I only want to go back 40 years, but where were you going?
I was going to say Deion Sanders and Tim McCarver because it was
off of one thing, I guess. Yeah, that's actually, you know what, that's not bad because Deion is in our minds right now
touch on that, Howard, the Deion Norvell thing, and thanks for taking my call.
You got it. All right. Thanks. Deion and Tim McCarver. May Tim McCarver rest in peace. And Deion is now big time because Colorado's winning. I can't believe Colorado's winning, but that's it's another story for another day. That was a pretty good one. And there's video of that where he pours stuff on him in a locker room celebration. But because Tim McCarver was honest and Deion didn't like, he didn't like honesty. All right, we'll get back to the phones. I see that loser of all losers, Captain Cowboys there. I see somebody wants to talk about the Phillies. We'll do that. 215-592-9494 are your numbers, and we'll get back to the phones. The time now is, I don't even know what the time is, but let's say it's 8:30. It's 8:37, and so I want to get it right. Going back to school, yeah, we've gone back to school. Well, not we, but the kids have. Getting the schedules are busier for the kids and for the parents because there's so many things in today's world at school. There's so many things after school, and it's a long day for the kids. So they gotta have an after school snack. Gotta have something, right? Always on the go. So add a little tasty to your kids' day, and pack some tremendous, sensational, tasty cake. Now you could pick out so many favorites: the s'mores baked pies, the mini muffins, the crimpets are always a great. It's a classic. The pumpkin pie. There's so many things, the seasonal favorites, and there's so many things. So if you're going to send your kid off, and you can, hey, listen, grab one for yourself. There's only one way to make your kid's day tasty and to make your day tasty. Anything else is a miss cake. Tasty cake, except no substitutes. I'm glad I saw him before his unfortunate passing. I saw him 3 months before he passed away at the then Spectrum. By the way, the then Spectrum had both the Sixers and the Flyers playing in the same arena as the Wells Fargo did, and as they should in the future. And all this nonsense with this new arena project is a joke. Sixers have delayed. They've delayed it because they can't get city council. They can't con city council enough to pass it. It's such a bad idea. It's such a joke. Whatever. It's just, I was looking at the Eagles schedule, and they got Tampa, and then after that they've got Washington at home. And I wonder which sideline Joel Embiid is going to stand on. The Eagles sideline or the Commander sideline? Because now he's an ambassador for the Washington Commodores. What a joke. That basketball team has so many issues. It really is a joke. I mean, it's beyond a joke. All right, let's go to Al. Al, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard, I tell you, I really, really commend you and all your lifelong commitment. One, number one, to autism, and the other thing, congratulations on your tenure with the radio station. I've been an avid listener, I guess. I'm 73, so like for 40 years, I go way back. But I really, really do appreciate you and the radio, and I enjoy it all the time.
All right, let me just say this. It is important that we help people if we're in a position to help people, and helping raise money for the Eagles autism, helping I raise money for SPCAs with my picks on college and pro, and people make donations, and I donate money to both those. And then there's an organization in New Jersey because King's Brewing Company, and I'll get the name correct, over in New Jersey. So there's an SPCA there, but you try to do what you can do. And I appreciate the people making the donation for the picks. And, I had a great year last year making picks. It's on my website, and I'll post it in a little while. But whatever, it's important to help people. It really is.
Yeah.
So,
the Eagles, I think, the injury thing is a really, really big issue and concerns me. Avante Maddox, the problem with him is he's gotten hurt a lot. And I'm not saying that he's a vital part of that defensive backfield. But leave it up to Howie. Howie's so good in trying to get people out there. And we got a lot of these young players, so I'm hoping that helps out. The offensive line, yeah, it's getting older now, and they are aging, and you can see it. But the team itself, if they can withstand all this, some of the adversity of injuries, and they make it, I agree with you. I think it will be the best team ever, and I go way, way back. I really
because
think
it's
that,
so hard. It's so hard coming.
Oh, it is. It's unbelievable. Any given day, look at Rodgers. Look what happened with Rodgers. Now they're decimated, you know. And the Jets have a great defense, but you're only one injury away. I mean, that's, you know, the sport is so what do you call it? It's such a tough sport, and it's a sport that what do you call it? That like one play away. I mean, you just look at, you know, the Eagles were very fortunately, said, they had no injuries.
And that was a big part. What's your Phillies? You had a Phillies point?
I had a Phillies point. Yeah, I'm really nervous about this bullpen scenario. I'm nervous about Nola. I hope that the manager takes a look at Sanchez. You know, I mean, you know, give him a little bit more, you know, a leeway of going into these games. Because,
yeah, but he's not put the world, you know, put the world on fire either.
Oh, I know, no, but if he's got that change up working, I mean, look, he did pretty good.
You know, it's like everybody. If they have their pitches working, everybody's good.
I know. I agree.
And that's
the
problem. All right, our question today, the biggest feuds in sports, whether it's player, player, coach, whatever.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back yesteryear.
Don't go back
too far. I'm going to think of yesteryear. I mean, not that far back. John Calipari and John Chaney.
Calipari and Chaney, I remember that. That's how I got to know John Calipari really well, because we both had issues with John Chaney. I mean, Chaney went off.
Oh, I remember.
He went off with Calipari, but you're right.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate the call. By the way, let me get this right. Kings Road Brewing Company also makes donations each month, and they make them to the Animal Welfare Association in Voorhees, and then there's Brandywine Valley SPCA, Providence Animal Center, which I try to make donations to, and of course the autism is a big part of it. PDQ makes, and that's one of our great partners at WIP, makes donations on my website, Pick and Game. So I just wanted to make sure I did get that correct, because it's certainly important to get things correct. All right, let's go to the real fraud of all frauds, of all frauds, of all frauds, and that would be Captain Cowboy.
King of the buffoons and idiots. How are you today? First off, I'd like to say happy Rosh Hashanah to you and all my other Jewish brothers and
absolutely.
Sisters.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excuse me?
I said absolutely. I mentioned
Thank
that
you.
Earlier in
all
the
right.
show.
All right, you know, I appreciate you. First, if you allow me, I'd like to give a shout-out to my man Slab down North Philly, Big Slab, North Philly's finest. He told me to tell you you're a clown and you're the biggest clown on sports radio. Now I'm done with that. Matthew, you stole my thunder.
You clowns. Go ahead.
Okay, you are. But Matthew stole my thunder. You come on here and try to pump up the Patriots, who will not make the playoffs again. They have
I'm
a
not
slightly
pumping up
above
the Patriots.
Average defense.
I never pumped up the Patriots.
And the Vikings defense is absolute trash. They were in the bottom three.
They're not
the bottom
they're
three. They're trash. They're trash. Second, here you go. Here's one for you, because I know you know. The Eagles had the ball for 39 minutes. Did you know that? 39
Look,
minutes.
The time of
the
possession
ball.
is such a misleading
no,
statistic.
No. You're right. You're right. And I'm going to point it out to you. The Vikings held the ball for 21 minutes. Kirk Cousins threw for 395 yards and 4 touchdowns. And 21 minutes on that defense. This team is overrated. It's not good. The quarterback's overrated, and the entire team is overrated. The coach is definitely overrated. He's an idiot. He acts
the
like
coach
no
is better than the
Cowboys
coach by far.
Yeah, best,
it's not even close.
Yeah. McCarthy has a Super Bowl ring on his finger.
That moron, that
He's
dope that you have as a coach of the Cowboys
like
is a complete loser.
Your coach acts like a big buffoon of a kid, panning for the camera, making faces in the camera. What professional coach you know
He's
acts like that?
He's not doing it for the camera. He
yes,
shows his emotion
right
and excitement.
Last year, making faces. Look right there, smacking the camera, and made a goofy face. Second, He came on a couple of weeks ago talking about, oh, the Cowboys don't respect Dak Prescott because Trayvon Diggs said something to him in practice, a defensive player. Well, let me tell you what happened the other night. An offensive player doesn't respect your quarterback on national TV. He cussed him out, and he called him the B word. He said, you dumb B. That's what he told me. I saw it. I read his lips. And you came on here a couple weeks ago. Yes, I am. You came on here like, oh, they don't respect Dak Prescott. Oh, they don't respect Dak Prescott. Let me tell you something. You claim you play sports. If you did, you know that in practice, especially offense versus defense, they go at each other. It's mixed competition. But when an offensive player goes at another offensive player.
You're an expert.
Yeah, I am. When an offensive player goes after another offensive player, that's a problem. That's a problem. Then, to show you how weak your hierarchy is, your coach bowed down to him, and the next four possessions plays, he threw the ball. He force-fed him the ball. The next four plays, because the coach is scared of him, too. The coach scared of him, and the quarterback is scared of him. That team is overrated, and they have issues.
Watch,
trust me,
watch
they
your
have
Cowboys
issues.
Struggle against an Aaron Rodgers-less Jets team on Sunday.
Struggle? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Struggle? Y'all won't beat, I tell you what, I bet you right now, I bet you your entire check, y'all don't beat the Giants 40 to nothing. I bet you that.
Well, that's one game. That's such an asinine, stupid comment.
Yeah, one
You're a
game.
Moron.
It's one game. The Eagles are overrated, and the Vikings and the Patriots expose that defense.
Okay.
And a few more people are going to
I'll tell you what,
it.
The first time the Eagles play the Cowboys, the Eagles win.
Oh, I'll be looking. What? What'd you say?
You just heard me.
No, say it again, because I don't think I heard you
The first time the Eagles play the Cowboys, the Eagles
The Cowboys
win.
Will crush them like a grape. Like do you on the radio every Saturday. Crush
is
you.
That right?
I crush you. Like I'm crushing you now.
Can you answer a question for me?
You're
Tell
hanging
me
up,
if this
Howard.
Sounds like I'm hanging up. Big... On you. All right, beat it. Dope. What a dope. Let's go to Al. Al, you're on WIP. Oh, John, I'm sorry. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah, they come out when, you know, the Cowboys play one good game, but, yeah, we'll deal with it.
The Giants stink.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'd like to talk about Thursday night's game, and I'm not as discouraged as a lot of people are because I think they did a lot of good things right. Mm-hmm. And the thing that makes me most encouraging is they started running the ball in the third and fourth quarter. Seems like Hurts developed a rhythm, and that's the kind of rhythm we saw last year. So, that gives me some hope. The issue I really have is with our linebackers.
Remember, you're missing one because of an injury.
No,
I
understand that, but
well.
I thought our linebackers would be an issue coming in, especially in coverage before the injury. And, you know, that's my one concern. So,
well,
I mean, I try to take –
You have an injury. But if the defensive line plays the way they have and the way they can, they're going to cover up a lot of things on the back end of the defense.
No, absolutely. Now, speaking of the defensive line, you think the club on Reddick's hand is hampering him a little bit, getting to the quarterback?
You know, I don't know. Like he hasn't gotten to the quarterback, and I know he's obviously not happy about that. I don't know, because sometimes these guys, you know, use their hands for leverage. You know, he's wearing a wrap around it. Obviously, he can't squeeze it. So I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. But he's not going to make any excuses, I'm sure. He's a good guy. I mean, he's not going to make excuses.
No, he's not going to make any excuses.
It's got to affect him a little bit. There's no question. It's got to affect him a little bit. All right, what's the biggest feud in sports between player and player, or player and coach, or coach and coach?
I'm going to go a little bit outside the box only because this was to another level. And this, I'm going to say Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding.
You know what? That is actually interesting, because that was Tonya Harding. What a loser she was. That is a good one. That is a good one. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, John. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to our discussion. I want to touch on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Yeah. It's Come on, man. It's just, come on, Travis. Come on, man. WIP, the time now is 8:56. Playing the hits this morning. We're playing the hits. But the callers, well, not all of them. Not all of them are the hits. But for the most part, except for one moron, one dope, we were playing the hits this morning. All right, hour number two. Obviously, the Eagles are, you know, in our, we're thinking about, well, it was a win, but are you concerned that they're not winning and playing well at the same time? Now, you're going to win games where you don't play well. You're going to lose games where you do play well. So there's all kinds of things. There's all kinds of things that you gotta look at. And our question today, to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, biggest feuds in sports. We've actually gotten some good ones between player and player, player and coach, coach and coach, whatever. The coach and coach, the Calipari Cheney thing, was pretty good. And the problem right now is, and this, it happens to a lot of teams. And look at the Jets; they lost their quarterback. They're cooked, and they may win some games, but they're cooked. But I think Avante Maddox may be out the entire year, and that's not. It's just another injury on defense. Blankenship will be back next week, and Bradbury will be back next week. But still, you start losing players, and you start losing them for periods of time. It's tough. It's tough. And I want to mention this, and I will, this nonsense. This nonsense with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Come on, man. You're not in that league. And I like Travis. I like him. He's a good guy, just like his brother Jason. But come on, man. He's hunting her down. He's like a stalker with Taylor Swift. All right, I saw on a little quick story last night, he's wearing a Taylor Swift bracelet. So that's a reason that she should go out with him. Hey, listen, I'm wearing at the concert. One of the kids gave me it because I was in the family tent, gave me a Taylor Swift bracelet, and I'm wearing a Taylor Swift bracelet. Does that mean, you know, I should be going out with Taylor Swift? What, are you kidding me? Come on, man. Travis, great guy. You're a beauty. Let's go to Noel. Frankfurt, in Frankfurt. Go ahead, Noel.
Hey, Howard. You know, I'm just really glad that we have a chance to win. Like, having a football team and a baseball team that's in the mix and that has a great combination of older players creating a culture, and then they drafted younger players that are really good or traded for them. Like, thank God. You know, it's awful when you're just tanking. So I'm happy to be alive right now,
well,
and I'm
there's
really
only one,
happy to
there's
be
only
again.
One team that I know that tanked in this city.
We know I think who sometimes that team. We just suck. You know,
well,
we
know who that team is, right? Who just tanked?
Yeah. Okay, so Josh Harris, what's to like about him? Like, I can't think of one thing that I could possibly like about Josh Harris. How he runs the
like
team.
Like an absentee owner who has no passion to win. His main concern is to make money. And now this arena thing is just complete nonsense.
Yeah, he's like a Wall Street pinhead with no PR department that helps them out.
They're trying to take care of the politicians with donations and this and that to try to get them to vote to approve this. You know, it's just, and then they lie. You know, anytime they open their mouth, it's a lie when it comes to the arena situation. It's just, it's a joke.
You know, they should have done
you're right.
Their,
how can you like
better.
Josh Harris? Hey, it's one thing. He wants to buy the Washington Commanders. That's fine. But to bring Joel Embiid down there as an ambassador, they're both stupid and asinine and foolish. It's just you can't do that to your fan base. You just can't do that. So
watching the Phillies is great. Watching the younger players actually perform, watching them grow, even though they stub their toes, you know, watching the new players come in. You know, they have a hard time with the fan base, but God bless them. They just keep going. You know, it's I'm
Noelle,
really happy
I
about
think
it.
Next year and the year after are the real chance to win a World Series. I don't think it's this year. I don't think they're going to get to the World Series this year. But next year and the year after, because the young players grow, they got some players in the minor leagues that I think are going to contribute next year. So I think next year and the year after are their years. But, you know, it's, you know, for a fan, it's fun to think that they have a chance. Yeah.
Look, the Eagles did it, are doing it. The Phillies are doing it. Now I'm hoping that the Flyers will do it. Like, I want to go to Voorhees. I want to see training
camp.
The
Flyers have a little way to go, but they're starting. They're ahead of the Sixers because they're starting now at the bottom and trying to build it up. They're ahead of the Sixers in that regard. All right. Do you have a response to our best feud in sports, player, coach, whatever?
Latrell Sprewell and PJ Carlesimo.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember it. I don't know how many people remember that, but that is a good one. That's a good one. Hey, Noelle, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Eric in Cherry Hill. Eric, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Okay, so yeah, I just had a couple points about the Eagles that I just wanted to get your opinion.
Sure.
You know, I'm more optimistic than it seems most people are. I think the Patriots game was basically preseason game four. You had a new OC. You know, the starters hadn't played at all. So, you know, it is what it is. We got the win. It wasn't pretty. What I liked about the Minnesota game was that I feel like, you know, people weren't really – they didn't know what to expect from our running game. And now that they know that we have a legitimate threat with DeAndre Swift, I think that they're going to have to readjust their game plan. And also, you know, people don't even talk about the fact that...
Let me just jump in on that. You're not going to win running the football. You're going to win at times running the football. I don't know how they scored 34 points. Well, I do, because Minnesota just kept on turning the ball over. It's a joke. I mean, you had one turnover led directly to a touchdown, and I'm trying to think whether the other turnovers led to touchdowns. But you're going to have to be able to pass the ball. You're going to have to be able to pass the ball.
Right, but my point being that, you know, I can't get into their minds, but you know, they were shutting down, you know, Dallas Goedert and our pass, or I wouldn't say shutting down, but they were, you know, honing in on it because there wasn't that running back threat, you know, that we had with Miles Sanders. And I think Swift, you know, now he takes some of that attention away. And now
you can't run him 28 times a game.
I know.
It'd be a pretzel by the middle of the season.
And not to mention, we haven't even used Goddard yet. I mean, this team just has so many weapons.
Six catches, but you didn't really think he was a factor. But they will.
Yeah.
They've taken away a lot of things. But I think that's part of the quarterback's got to be better, too. I think the quarterback's got to do a better job,
too. Yeah, for sure. You know, I attribute that kind of to Russ, kind of to, you know, Ryan Johnson, you know, the honeymoon period.
You know, I'm not going to place it all on the coordinators. The player's got to make plays. And that's important. Players got to make plays. All right, Eric, your biggest feud.
I know that they resolved it towards the end, but I remember Shaq and Kobe was like a really big deal.
Yeah, but that was I thought that was short lived. But they were not on the same page. But then they got on the same page, you know, after a while. But it wasn't as big. But it's not bad. But I appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right,
Eric.
Thanks, Howard.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Mike in Hamilton, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Mike.
I have two comments, and then I have a rivalry. The first on the Eagles with the running game, I was happy to see that, especially on the one drive where they ran it all the way down. But they ran the ball with success. They kept running it. And then when they got near the goal line, they continued to run it and ran it right in. It used to infuriate me when they would run the ball down the field. They'd get down to the 10-yard line, and they'd start passing. And that always drove me crazy. I was like, why don't you just keep running?
Not all the time, but because their passing game is not at the level, first of all, they need it to be and they want it to be. So, and then the RPOs, teams have defensed, it appears to me, the RPO situation because Jalen Hurts ran a few of those down, you know, when you got inside the 20 or inside the 10-yard line for sure. So,
well, I think,
but it's not always going to be successful running it in from the 10.
Right. And I think part of it is that not playing the starters in the preseason, and I think they're still kind of getting their act together as far as running those plays, you know, the more complicated plays.
Well, yeah, so,
and I had another comment you'll like.
Sure.
Mark Twain said about statistics. He said, "There's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics."
Oh. So he's kind of throwing them into the same thing. Like, I don't remember that Mark Twain quote.
Well, you can look it up. It's been credited to Mark Twain. Lies,
yeah,
damn
statistics
lies,
can make that. You can make statistics say whatever you want them to say.
I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah. That part of it is correct.
And then I have a rivalry.
Go ahead.
Your buddy Jimmy Johnson and Buddy Ryan.
You know, that was a good one, too, Jimmy Johnson and Buddy Ryan. Yeah, that was a good rivalry. All right.
It was fun for the fans because they did it. It wasn't behind the scenes. They did it during the press conferences and everything.
Yep.
They were always at each other.
Exactly right. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Let's go to who's next up here? Joe? Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Howard, a few quick points. I was listening to the station forever. I'm amazed that all this time, you're the only guy who actually knows how the salary cap works. I'm astounded by that. It's amazing.
I know a lot, but I don't know if I'm the only one that knows that.
Well, I never heard anybody else explain it. But the Phillies, good team. But if they meet up with the Braves, they can't beat them.
Oh, the Braves! The Braves are a bit. It's not close. Now you can win baseball games when you're not like last year. They weren't as good as the Braves. And the Braves lost in the playoffs, but that's not happening this year. The Braves are just so – their pitching is good. They score runs in multiple ways. Yes, they score runs with home runs, but they get base hits. They get their bat on the ball. The Phillies had 5 runs last night, and 3 of them were off a home run. And then they scored 4 runs, and they got 1 run somewhere else along. And they scored 1 run after the first inning. They're going to have to score runs, knocking in runs without home runs, because in the playoffs the pitching gets better, and it changes your home runs. I keep on saying it, and people keep on giving me crap, and give me crap all you want. You're not going to hit all those home runs in the playoffs, which means you're not going to score as many runs because the Phillies don't hit with men in scoring position in many, many, many cases. Hey, they're good enough to make the playoffs. That's fine. But they're not good enough to win the World Series. And I think next year and the year after, they really have a shot at the World Series, but not this year. They have a shot, but they're not. The Braves are really, really good. They are really good. So, all right. Well, your biggest feud.
This will date me, but it was between Sam Huff and Jim Brown.
You know what? We're not even going to take that because most people don't even remember Sam Huff. But I appreciate the effort. Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, have a great weekend. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on WIP.
Hey, Hal. Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
All right. I wanted to ask about, have the Eagles forgotten the screen pass? The first two games, I don't know
if I've seen. They tried some screens. They tried screens with the tight end. They tried all kinds of different screens. But when
but the tight end on the first game, he wasn't even involved. I don't recall many screens to anybody, to be honest with you. Maybe they didn't develop right.
Well, yeah, but but now you throw screens at different people, and it's just it's not just the running back.
Well, I want to move over to the Phillies real quick, if I could. Two games in the last 3 weeks. Rob Thompson, the Phillies tied the game on home runs in the bottom of the ninth. The next two batters get on base, and both times he didn't bunt, and both games they lost in extra innings.
Wait a minute. Don't you know that analytics say it's not good to bunt? Come on, man. If the game's run, and I like Rob. I like Rob Thompson. But so many guys live on analytics, live on the computer. Why even have a manager in the dugout? Just have a computer and just punch up situations, and the computer will tell you what to do.
Well, to tell me that Real Muto can't bunt when you got Stubbs, who is a great bunter, and you're going to hurt Real Muto's feelings? That's terrible. It's ridiculous. They could have won both of those games.
They could have put Stubbs in there. And what do you mean he can't bunt? What, then he should be out there. That used to be during batting practice, and it's just more of a ritual. You learn to bunt because who knows when that situation may come up.
That's right. And Real Muto, he said he didn't know Real Muto couldn't bunt. What kind of manager doesn't know that?
No, he did know. He said, I was sitting there, when he spoke to the media before the game, when he was asked a question. He said, he did know he couldn't bunt. He's not a bunter. I mean, it's just, he says, I don't think he's ever bunted.
Well, if they lose that first spot by one or two games, it's because of Rob Thompson.
Well, they're not going to lose the first. You mean the wild card spot?
Wild card spot, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to lose that. Not now.
Oh, wow.
I think the Cubs lost again last night.
Okay. So, I have a group for you for your question.
Sure.
I'm going to say Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan.
Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan. You know, that it was Ditka and Ryan. That was a good one. Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll go with that. All right. Appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. That was a good one. I don't know how many people remember that, but that clearly was a good one. It's just Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan. Yeah, they did not like each other, for sure. They did not like each other. Yeah, but there are some good ones. All right, let me, this Travis Kelce, he's trying so hard to go out with Taylor Swift. Come on, man. You know, and then there was a story, and they got together. From what I understand, they didn't get together. Taylor Swift's got so many other things going on. And Travis Kelce's a great guy, but come on, man. It's out of your league. It's out of your league. She's out of your league. She's out of your league. But he's wearing a Taylor Swift bracelet, so that he should be going out with her. And so am I. That doesn't mean I should be going out with her. It's at this point, it's kind of laughable. It's kind of laughable. Just move on. Just move on. Why do celebrities have to go out with celebrities? Really, why do celebrities have to go out with celebrities? It's kind of a joke. It's just really, whatever. All right, I'm Howard Eskin. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. We'll take a look at the college and the pro football. And we'll get back to your calls. Biggest feud players. Obviously, I'm not saying that A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts is a big feud, not at all, but it brings to mind some of the feuds that have happened between players and coaches and players in sports. And somebody, there was an Inquirer story, and they put me in there with feuds, but I'm not a player, and I'm not a coach, although I could probably do both at one time, but whatever. I'm trying to remember I met or I didn't meet him for the first time. I saw him again. A player that I had a Twitter war with the other night at the game. But it's okay. It's all good. The time now is 9:21. And this show today is brought to you by the Borgata. And I'm happy that it's brought to you by the Borgata because the Borgata is terrific. If you want an association, the Borgata, I'm talking about a casino hotel, is the clearly, not even close, the best in the area. Probably the best on the East Coast. They are really, really good. And here's what's happening. Don't miss out all the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting for you. They're only miles away. Really, you are really only miles away from your happy place. It's an easy drive. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music. And the restaurants are great. The bars are great. The music's terrific. Big name entertainment and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. They got giveaways. They have all kinds. I mean, giving away cars, giving away everything. The Borgata is the best. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out, theborgata.com, for more details. And it's just, it's Chuck. Chuck, you are a WIP. Hey, hurry up, Chuck, because your 15 minutes of fame is almost expired.
Hey, I got more fame than your girl Taylor Swift. All right? Don't ever.
Hey, Chuck. Taylor Swift is the biggest person in the world right now.
Taylor Swift music sucks. I got newsflash for you. Yeah,
Chuck, you're an idiot. Come on, Chuck. Don't demean yourself. Taylor Swift is probably the most talented entertainer in the world today.
You know what I mean? There's nothing special about her. You know what I mean? I'll be honest with you. She's no Whitney Houston. She's no Mariah Carey. You know what I mean? She's none of that.
She's better than Mariah Carey. Whitney Houston is, we could talk about that. But the reality is Taylor Swift is the most talented entertainer in the world today.
Because people stupid and don't know good music. They go out there and buy her albums. Doesn't make sense.
Come on, Chuck. I've heard a song sound like an idiot, Chuck. Go ahead. What did you want to talk about today, Chuck?
And honestly, and Travis Kelce has a chance, bro. He's a good-looking guy. He's funny. You know what I mean? He's charming.
I'm not worried about Travis Kelce. He's like a stalker.
No, you're washed up, Howard. You're old, washed up, has-been.
I'm not trying to hit on Taylor Swift. I mean,
you know what I mean?
I've seen many shows. I'm a Swiftie. I enjoy her, and I'm not hitting on Taylor Swift. I've met her. She's worn my Super Bowl ring. So it's all good. It's all good, Chuck.
Well, she's not an Eagles fan, okay? She ain't from Philadelphia, so she's a fraud.
Chuck,
right
what
there.
Did you want to talk about today? Your 15 minutes of fame is almost expired.
No, I got love things working. You know, you're
go ahead. You wanted to talk about the Eagles. Go for it, Chuck.
The Eagles, your coach, he sucks. Okay, Nick Sirianni sucks. All right, that's what we want me to talk about. He's tush push this, tush push that. Only an Eagle coach like him, who's a sandlot coach, would implement tush push. We have all this.
Scored a touchdown every time they tried it.
Yeah. But listen, it's a juvenile. He's juvenile, man.
Wait a minute. Does it score touchdowns?
It doesn't matter, man.
It does matter. What are you, an idiot? Come on, Chuck. Don't lower yourself to some of the other morons.
DeAndre Swift should have at least 3 touchdowns that game. Okay? You know, you're giving these fraud touchdowns.
You worry about scoring, not – it doesn't matter how it happens.
Do you see the bigger picture, though, Howard? He's not a good head coach. His play calling leaves a lot to desire.
I think
desire,
he's an
okay?
excellent head coach. So
no, he sucks as a head coach. And you
Chuck,
know
I'm going to tell you what. You're exposing yourself to be a person with lack of knowledge when it comes to football.
Well, you've been doing it for over 30 years, so you know I've been joining the club. That's all. Yeah. But this guy is. Listen, let me tell you something. The league is catching up to him. Okay.
Oh,
and he's
going to
be the reason why.
No, the league is catching up to Jalen Hurts, and he's got to.
No, it's not Jalen. Jalen has more talent. He's the reason why Nick Sirianni.
I'm not saying he doesn't have talent. I think
he's
last year was a phenomenal, excellent year. I want to see him get back to that level.
He need to take his plays back down to Indianapolis where he came from. Because
all
his play
Chuck,
calling sucks.
Are you done ripping the coach?
Are
you done ripping the coach?
Football team, all right? Tell
on,
that
Chuck.
Guy Nick Sirianni to get his ass together. Because
okay.
Let me tell you,
you know what? I'm
going
to pass that along
plays.
To him. Okay, Chuck? I'm going to see him next week, and I'm going to pass that along to him. I might even text him to pass that along to him for you, Chuck.
Is there any way we can trade Nick Sirianni straight up for Sean McVay and give the Rams some draft picks? Because this is the type of offense that Sean McVay needs to be
running.
Chuck.
Are you done?
Head coach.
And you know what? The buzzer's about to go off for your 15 minutes of fame is just almost expired, seconds away.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I love you, Chuck.
Have a great weekend,
Chuck.
A couple more minutes.
I'm done. Let's go to I'm okay with Chuck, but this next moron, I'm not. Cowboy Jim, what do you want today?
Hey, Genius King, great prediction on the Cowboys' Giant game last week. And now today, the Giants are bad? I mean, come on. Hello?
I'm here.
You're here?
I'm just listening.
Oh, you're just sitting there in silence now.
You know what?
Oh, now
you don't have
to
listen. I got important things to do.
Asked,
see you later.
You should have asked Chuck.
I have more important things. There's more important callers. Jim, you're just a waste of time. Every time you call on any show, you're just a total, absolute, 100% waste of time. Waste of time. You know what? Nobody would miss you if you never called again. All right? How's that? Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
You know, not to follow up on Chuck's call, but the other night when the Eagles went up by 13, they should have went up by 14. And any idea why they didn't? They just kicked an extra point to go up 13 with, you know, like a few minutes left. And it seemed to me.
13's still a football number. And that was early in the second half, right?
No. That's when they scored their last touchdown. They went up by 13, and instead of going for 2 point, he kicked a field goal or an extra point. And
yeah, but 13's still a big number. It's still a football number. It's not 12. It's 13. It's a football number. No, it is a football number,
but you need three scores to tie it up as opposed to two touchdowns.
There's no guarantees you're going to score in the two-point conversion.
No, I know, but if you're
I'm
up
okay
by 13 or 12,
no,
and
okay.
the other team.
Hey, listen, he's not the only one. There's people upstairs in the
Howard,
coach's
this is basic,
box,
this is
and they're all
math.
Looking all that stuff over. I'm okay with that.
Basic math, and he screwed up. So my
question
was. 13's
a football number. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
If you miss that,
then you're only up by 12, and then they can miss the extra point. I mean, stop.
You're taking a chance.
Give me a headache.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong on this one.
All right. Is that it?
No. Okay. I wanted to get your and again, I didn't want to necessarily follow up.
I'm okay
with
that. I know.
I wanted to follow up with your thinking of just Sirianni in general right now.
I think he's a very good coach. Why do we not blame the players? The coaches don't play. The players got to execute, and there's a lot of plays.
I'm just asking
that
about your opinion
execute.
Of him in general.
They didn't execute. That's my point.
I don't disagree. I just was asking your opinion of him in general because I like him as a coach.
He's got the respect. The players like him, and it's hard to get both. But respect's the most important. He's creative. The players will go to the wall for him. No, I totally respect him as a coach. I think he's a good coach.
Yeah, I like him too. I do. Okay. I just think, sometimes
cool.
I get a little confused. Like I said,
do you have a feud?
This one's still going on. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, it's going on in social media for the most part, but yeah, it's not a bad one. It's not. Was it? Wait a minute. Isn't Scottie Pippen's son is now going out with Michael Jordan's former wife? I think that's happening too, which is kind of an interesting dynamic. But you're in the mix, Paul. All right, Mark Lawrence is coming up. We'll take a look at today's college football and the pro football tomorrow. Maybe get a little look ahead to the Eagles. That's coming up, and we'll get to your calls after Mark Lawrence. The time now, what am I doing? Oh, I got it. The time now is 9:38, and if your kids are going back to school, and a lot of kids are, and the parents are busy, the kids are busy, you got to make sure you take care of those kids. Because it's a long day with all the activities they have after school. It's a long day. So you got to pack an after-school snack because you're on the go, they're on the go. Give them a little tasty. Give your kids something a little bit that they can look forward to during the day and pack some tremendous, delicious, tasty cake. I could go down the list of all the different tasty cake that they would love, whether it's the mini muffins, whether it's the seasonal favorites, the pumpkin pie, the s'mores baked pies, the classic crimpet, you go right down the list, and they're all sensational. There's only one way to make your kids' day tasty. Anything else is a miss cake. Tasty cake, except no substitutes. I absolutely am proud to say that I'm a Swiftie. All right, with that, let's bring in Mark Lawrence and take a look at the weekend football. Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you?
Oh, just another day in paradise, Mark. I mean, couldn't be better. The Eagles just, man, they were so efficient the other night. Okay, we've dealt with that. All right, let's start with the college football, which is not what I would call one of the best cards in a season of college football. But go for it. Who do you like?
Well, what we're going to do here, Howard, is we're going to play against a couple of favorites that are in really massive letdown roles, and they got look-ahead games on deck. And I think these dogs, they can overlook them, or the dogs can at least come real hard in these games. First is we're going to play Boston College, getting 24.5 against Florida State. You got a Florida State football team here that's gotten out to this 2-0 straight up and against the spread start, coming off a 55-point win their last game against Southern Mississippi, and they've got Clemson waiting on deck. This is a Boston College football team that has always been a real good conference dog. Classic case of the opponent looking down to the level of BC. I think Boston College hangs the number here against Florida State.
Okay, who else do you like?
The other guy is we're going to fade Mississippi Ole Miss. They're going to be hosting Georgia Tech this particular football game. They shut Georgia Tech out 42-0 last year, so you know you're going to get the Rambling Wrecks' attention in this football game. And Mississippi's got Alabama coming up on deck next. Wouldn't be surprised at all to see them play down to this level and get caught looking ahead to the Crimson Tide. So I think these are really opportune games scheduling-wise because, as you mentioned, we've got games that aren't really all appealing this week. And next week starts conference play for the most part. The games are getting a lot better beginning next week, and I think these are great letdown look-ahead opportunities.
You know what? And it's not a game that you really can get involved in. Michigan has had 30-plus points favorites the first couple of weeks without their head coach, which I thought the other guys would kind of try to roll it up a little bit. And now they go up. How can you lay 40.5 points for a team that has yet to cover at plus 30, at 30 points?
One thing they haven't done is they haven't even scored as many points as they've been favored by yet. They scored 30 against East Carolina. Oh, they were a 36-point favorite. They scored 35 last week against UNLV. They laid 38 points. I don't know where they're going to find, you know, getting over a 40-point margin in a game like this with their conference opener up next on deck next week. It's just a name and reputation type of a look to Michigan here, but they're simply not playing good football right now.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
I think we've got an opportune time. There's two really great-looking situations. I'm going to call them double role reversals. And everybody knee-jerks to what happened in the first week of the National Football League going into the second week, and that's a tragic mistake to do that. Because just never is a team as bad as they look in their first game, and nor as good as they look coming out the other way winning games. The first is going to be, these are a couple ugly-looking dogs, but the first is Chicago taking 2.5 against Tampa Bay. Remember, the Bears were home favorites in their last in their first game of the season. They lost that game straight up. Tampa Bay went on the road and won that game straight up against Minnesota here. Now you got a complete role reversal in a football game like this. And I just don't feel Baker Mayfield, Tampa Bay, is much of anything. And now they have to lay points into Chicago here. I think you're going to see Chicago, a different Chicago Bear football team this week.
All right, who else you like?
The other guy's going to be Seattle Seahawks taking 4.5 against Detroit. That. And again, Seattle at home last week, laid points, lost the game. Detroit opened up at Kansas City, won the game. Now they're completely changing roles here. And this is a real nice opportune role for Seattle. They've been really good, Pete Carroll has, in his career as an underdog off of a loss, and especially when he takes on an opponent that's off an upset win like Detroit is. I'm going to fade Detroit in this football game and take the points with Seattle, take the 4.5.
You know what? I look at Atlanta. And everybody's in love with Atlanta. 2.5. I don't know that I could take Green Bay, but Atlanta's 2.5 favorite against Green Bay?
Well, the line has gone really actually the other way right now as we're speaking here. It's gone to the favorite to Atlanta in the football game. And yeah. I don't quite get the move. You know, I don't know what's – there's a lot of opinion to the football game here. Not quite digging it. When you saw, this is kind of like a little bit of a flip-flop game here because this game's going to probably be real close to pick 'em. But we don't know what Green Bay is because they win their opening football game against a weak sister here. And Atlanta's probably the most popular team for the Sharps in Vegas here. They're really, really high in the Falcons this year. And I still can't quite have figured out why, other than the fact they're going to have a soft schedule for most of the football season here. But, the line just baffles me the way it's going back and forth in the game. Right now, I'm speaking to you right now, I'm seeing Atlanta 2. We saw Green Bay earlier favored in the week 1. So what's the move to Atlanta for? I think it's the wrong move, personally.
You know, the Jets still have a good defense, and I'm still not sold on that Cowboys win. 9 points is a lot of points, isn't it, to give the Jets?
I think it's a lot of points. What people aren't considering is what Dallas is coming off of. You know, Dallas is as high as a kite here right now this particular week after what they did opening week. And, you know, sometimes you talk about, did you earn your victory? You know, did you work as hard for that win as perhaps the win indicated? Mm-hmm. They scored 40 points against the Giants, and they gained 265 yards of offense in the football game. Now there's a knee-jerk overreaction to Dallas being this hot commodity and the Jets all of a sudden not having Aaron Rodgers at quarterback here. I think it's way too much of an adjustment here. I would only take the points in the game.
All right. If you look ahead, do you know what an early number would be on the Eagles at Tampa next week? Do you have any idea what?
No, I haven't.
It's got to be like between 4 and 6, right?
I would say it's a real good guess between 4 and 6. I'll text it to you as soon as we get off the air. I'll go track it down. But I would think that's a real good call. Eagles 4.5 probably.
I just that's another good defense to go against the Eagles. But I don't know that Tampa's all that good. So we'll see what they do this week. But I agree with you. Tampa could be in for an awakening this week. All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 or on the internet, playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Enjoy the games, Howard. Be well and stay safe. Take care.
All right, thanks. All right. I don't like the Eagles as a favorite next. But, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's see if we can get a couple more people to qualify to win that $100 gift certificate. Jim, you're on WIP. I know you want to talk about the Eagles, but give me the best feud.
Okay, I'm going to go with Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
Yeah, the boxing always has feuds. But Ali Frazier, all right, I'll put you in the mix. All right, thanks. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Do you want me
me just give the
contest? because we're up against it here.
Sure, in time. Has T.O. and Donovan been said yet?
No, it has not. Yeah.
Okay, right. That's fine. T.O. and Donovan okay. McNabb.
You're good. All right. And thanks. Have a great weekend. Valerie, you're on WIP. Valerie?
Add Andy Reid to the mix. I think that T.O. and Donovan and Andy Reid was a big feud.
Well, so you think, well, you can't have a threesome. Well, you could, but I'm being sarcastic. But it's got to be two people.
All right. So, well, then T.O. and Andy Reid.
Okay. T.O. and Andy Reid. It's just, yeah, you bring a lot into this, Valerie, but I appreciate the call. Hey, have a great weekend. All right, Vic, you're on WIP. Make it quick, Vic.
No, this is Jerry.
All right, Jerry, you're on WIP.
You inviting Chuck to go to the Taylor Swift movie with you?
No, Chuck, I'll pass with Chuck. Yeah, and I'm gonna go see that movie too. By the way, I was invited to the premiere out in Los Angeles, but I don't think I can make it. But who knows?
I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving and the whole city of New York and the owners and the whole world, actually.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jerry. All right, Dan Wilson, working at the other side. Dan, there are a lot of good ones, and we haven't talked about it yet. And I have a couple of ideas. What was your thought on the best feud?
Well, I was waiting for T.O. and Donovan all day. That's got to be the winner, right?
Yeah, I guess T.O. and Donovan. You're not old enough to remember Calipari and John Chaney.
I've seen videos of it, though. I'm familiar with it.
It was great. It was great. It was great in its own way. But yeah, I guess T.O. and Donovan. And it's a receiver and a quarterback, which ties into what we were talking about. All right, I'll go with that. All right, so Bill, I don't know where Bill was from, but Bill wins the $100 gift certificate. All right, Dan, working on the other side today and doing it again, another great job. Phillies baseball is tonight. Happy Rosh Hashanah, Happy New Year to all the people that celebrate. All the Jewish people that celebrate it and enjoy it and have a good one. Glenn Macnow and Mike Sielski are coming up next. And I would root for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, but he's got no shot. I mean, he's got no shot. Stop. All right. WIP Sports Time is 9:56. And I want to tell all the parents, the kids want it. The parents want to help the kids because when they go back to school, as they're doing now, there's a lot of stuff going on at school. There's a lot of, I don't know that the cafeteria has Tasty Cake there. So if you're going to send them, pack in that after school snack because both the kids and you are always on the go and it makes it really easy. It just makes your kids' day a little bit better and tasty. Pack some delicious Tasty Cake. You could go down the list. Just walk into a store and check out all the great Tasty Cakes. The s'mores, the s'mores baked pies, the mini muffins, the crimpets, the pumpkin pies. All that stuff is terrific. There's only one way to make your kids' day tasty. Anything else is a miscake. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.